No one knows the future, and we're not pretending that in a single weekend we can guess this year's ending. When you listen next week, only an hour's gone by. Don't know if we can do it, but we're gonna try. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long.
Hello. Welcome to Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Joe. It's 1:20 a.m. on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. This is episode 18 of 53 that we are recording back-to-back, bringing you a weekly forecast that's timely and untimely.
Like a 60-year-old Hollywood star hanging off of a helicopter.
Or an explosion in the background as you slowly walk away.
That's right, we're talking April 28th through May 4th, 2024, with our guest of the hour, Tom Hannigan, producer.
I'm really glad you didn't read what it says on this paper, which is add
and guest. Add guest name if applicable.
Tom is our guest. The Fall Guy is scheduled to come out this week, and we're chatting about action movies. I'm Noah Max Levine, and with me here is your co-host for spring, Joe Tuzzi.
Hi, Noah. Last one of the night.
You'll notice I reverted to saying Tuzzi.
That's okay. I promise.
Joe, I promise.
That you want to know whose birthdays it is?
Yes. Whose birthdays is it
this week? We want to wish happy birthdays to the amazing Leslie Jordan, Kirsten Dunst, Joe Wilkinson, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And let's find out who is our guest for episode 18. It is Tom Hannigan. Tom Hannigan is a comedian, writer, and filmmaker. He's a producer for Case Comedy and also the producer of this podcast, Talkin' 2024. Fun fact, Tom is tired.
Guys, I'm so tired.
These two have been doing this podcast for how many hours now?
So I was the guest in episode 1, and now I'm also the guest in episode 18. And we've barely left this building.
You're about 18 hours in, right?
It's pretty good. Maybe a little
more. We got here at about 7 a.m. and it's a little before 1:30 in the morning.
Now, you all have been listening to this like week to week. So yeah, it's been slow for you. But like, we haven't stopped.
You're both holding up really well for that, just so you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like I had what my girlfriend calls the sleepy ha-has for a little bit there.
And sleepy ha-has.
I feel like I bounced back.
I think one of the reasons like I felt I was capable of doing this is my thing when I get tired is like I need to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I need to keep going, like keep doing so I don't die.
Well, that was that was how I felt when I did the Black Friday comedy marathon. It was just like, as long as there is a task I can do right now.
Yeah.
Like, as long as, as long as the train is moving, we did.
Yeah.
Tom, we did. We got all the tea on it too, if you want. Email us at talkin2024.
Just
Gmail. We'll tell you dumb bullshit about a comedy marathon from 6 years ago.
Black Friday comedy marathon is definitely one of the inspirations for this that's happening right now. Tom, when you were on this morning, do you remember, did we talk about whether you're a planner or not?
I think we did.
Okay, great. We don't have to talk about it. Go back to episode 1. Hear us talk to Tom about like our intro questions. But Black Friday Comedy Marathon used to be hosted by Philly Improv Theater here in Philadelphia. What hours did it run?
72 straight, right?
It was Friday at 10 a.m. and it ended midnight on Saturday. So it was about like 40 hours.
So overnight, one night with stuff going on, mm-hmm. like back to back, a couple little breaks for cleaning, but mostly nonstop improv, sketch, stand up. Mm-hmm. The middle of the night was dumb fun.
That's where I shined.
That was the best.
This is where me and Tom, by a mile, the best. Yeah,
like
the bit shows.
I love bit shows so much.
But I was there as audience 1 year, and I was there doing stuff twice. And definitely, like, that's when I realized that this is a good weekend to do this kind of thing because a lot of people are hanging around. They're done with their family stuff.
Where they need to get away from their families.
Yeah, one of the two.
So kind of funny that both of you who produced that are here with me.
At 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. We didn't learn our fucking lessons.
Now
yeah.
the whole world gets to enjoy this podcast because of that thing that used to happen at Philly Improv Theater.
What was the favorite bit you all ever did at that marathon? Not to dwell on this marathon.
I did a Chubby Bunny improv show. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
What does that mean?
So Chubby Bunny is the marshmallow thing where you stuff marshmallows in your mouth. So this was improv for 10 minutes where we just There was a big plate of marshmallows on stage, and every once in a while you'd add another one into your mouth. And so it was more and more full of marshmallows.
I feel like I'd choke. Like, immediately.
Yeah, I would choke for
there
sure.
was a bucket, and I was like, if you're too drunk, you can't participate, because people would mm-hmm. drink and yep. then do things. And I was like, yeah, don't hurt yourself. People have died. Because people have died. Not that often, but...
No one died at the Black Friday Comedy Marathon.
That we know
no.
of.
No.
We don't know that for sure.
People have died playing the chubby bunny game.
Okay.
Where you
I was going to say, I house managed a lot of that thing. I'm pretty sure I would have noticed if some poor volunteer was chucking someone
no, no
in
one
a
died
dumpster
in our
out
years,
back.
But I can't account for the years before us.
Or after us. Whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to tell you all allegedly. About, because I don't know if I've told you both about it, but that is also an inspiration for this, is when I studied abroad in London, I saw the London 50-hour improv-a-thon, where they do improv for 50 hours straight.
Yeah.
Not everybody that's a performer does the full 50 hours, but...
Is there just like one guy who like did not fucking waver?
There's a couple of them, but they do 2-hour blocks with a 10-minute break every 2 hours.
I feel like at some point I wouldn't want that break because I'd be done.
I don't know. I mean, you got to drink and you got to eat. You yeah. got to poop.
True.
You have to poop.
I don't think I pooped me. When I hosted the Black Friday Comedy Marathon. I'm just going to say, I think I was just in the zone and it never happened.
The trick to being a good marathon comedian is bowel control.
Bowel control, yeah.
Well.
You think David Blaine poops when he sits on top of a statue for 9 days?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I think he just doesn't care.
All right.
1:30 in the morning. This
Joe,
is what we're talking about.
Joe, you've got a segment.
I do have a segment.
Yeah.
It's called Spring Training with Joe Tuzzy.
Do, 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 do. That's Spring Training with Joe Tuzzy.
And basically what it is I grew up loving sports and idolizing athletes as most Philly sports fans do. And I just wanted to ask Tom, was there an athletic person, it doesn't have to be an athlete specifically, that you sort of admired in your life?
I feel like most of the people have talked about wrestling instead of like actual like sports.
That's okay.
But like I was like super into wrestling for years.
Yeah.
And actually like you could say like the first like sketch comedy stuff I ever did was wrestling related.
Hmm.
My favorite like as a kid was always Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Best there
will be. He's a dude who, like, I think, I don't know if he has his own podcast or if he just goes on podcasts all the time.
He
like,
goes on podcasts a lot at this point.
He's very grumpy because he was forced into retirement from, like, getting kicked in the head.
Yeah, by
Bill Goldberg. Which, like, yeah, Goldberg fucking sucked. And Goldberg sucks.
There's a wrestler named Bill Goldberg
yeah.
who just yelled. But he was also bad at wrestling. He was just entertaining and big.
He was just, like, a big dude. That
so
he couldn't do a match, people, like, longer than 10 minutes.
He hurt a lot of people in his career.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. My like, so I don't watch wrestling anymore. I don't watch like pay-per-views or Raw or SmackDown or AEW or anything. But my YouTube is full of like list videos about wrestling and like all kinds of like it's like such a weird world that just fascinates the hell out of me.
Mm.
There's a lot of like sad, tough history.
Oh yeah, it is for sure the like modern day circus, but with like. Only big men.
Yep. I mean, Bret Hart was the first guy that was considered small that was like famous.
We used to do fantasy wrestling. We would gamble on the fixed.
Oh my gosh. They let you do that on sports books now.
Do they really?
It's like pools though. It's not
sketchy.
Like no, you fill out a pool and it's free to play.
This was like we had
money.
One guy
like,
who was
not...
super into it and watched everything and would take notes and we just trusted Dave. You get points if a guy showed up, if he had a match, if he won. If he
we
won
do that with the Royal
finisher.
Rumble. Everyone picks one. Yeah.
Interesting.
We used to gamble on that too.
Yeah, it doesn't seem fair because someone controls what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not like at my friend's mom's house. Like,
yeah, but people don't
know.
Do people bet on things like things that are going to happen in the new Star Wars movie? Like, did people bet if...
I've heard that, like, in England, they bet on anything. Like, they bet... Yeah. It was, like, millions of dollars drawn for, like, what color the Queen's hat was drawn to be one time.
There,
like,
there are places overseas where you can go in and say, I want to bet on this thing, and they'll develop... They'll come up with, like, a number on the spot of, like, your odds.
Okay, well, here's a bet. We are currently... About 10 minutes into recording this podcast episode, over under, are we going to make it to 30 minutes?
Under.
Under. Yeah, we could be under.
Yeah,
you know what?
We could.
Loyal listeners, y'all are great.
Yeah, basically, here's the situation.
We're so tired.
Tom is our guest again. Tired. It's a great opportunity to check in with him. It's not just that because we're tired, because we are dedicated to telling you what's going on every week in the year. But we have a very short break before next morning, me in particular. This is the last one, so we get to go sleep. And if you think about sleep as a motivating factor, I think you can forgive us. That said, there is a lot to talk about, and I do want to talk first. Fire and I refuse off. Let's to do not this lightning talk route. About it. Yeah. I want to talk first about The Fall Guy.
Mm.
I think I saw a trailer for this recently. We saw it before the Marbles, which we saw in theater.
Ryan Gosling
and Emily Blunt.
Huh.
And I'm like, hey, we can talk about action movies. We're not going to talk about them that long. But has anybody else seen this trailer? Do you think you'll want to go see this movie?
I have. I think I'll see it. It's also, I think it was a show in like the 80s or something.
Oh.
I mean,
so it's not an original. It's a reboot of a television show.
I watch a lot of stuff and definitely not above like some Netflix action movie with Ryan Gosling in it.
Yeah, he's like a stuntman who gets pulled into the
crime world. Although I have not seen The Gray Man, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun. He's my Ken and yours.
That was great. I would watch Barbie again.
Yeah, I would. I can't wait to watch Barbie again.
I forget who it was, but somebody who was like a little older posted online, like, I don't understand Barbie, and I don't understand why anyone likes it. Why? And it was like mad about it, and I was like, this is great. I love this.
Yeah, maybe we'll check that out. Action movies can be fun. That's true. way back in episode 7, when we were talking with Kat, she was talking about growing up Serbian Orthodox. Well, this week is Orthodox Good Friday and Orthodox Holy Saturday, leading up to Orthodox Easter. So there's that going on.
Yeah, good also, for them.
The Tony Award nominations are being announced this week.
Nice.
So that could be exciting.
Sure. For someone, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people who are in the improv world also like the Tonys.
Honestly, yeah. And it's like, fun. Yeah. So, like, the week of the Tonys is, like, we'll be recording in a couple weeks. I offered it to, like, 3 or 4 different people. No one could do that time. And I'm like, yeah. It's, like, noon on a Saturday. Like, guys.
What, do you have kids or something?
Well, they were like, all just being dramatic.
Maybe. I don't know. But I was like, I thought this would be, like, an easy sell.
What you don't know is they're all meeting up to see a matinee of Wicked.
They probably are. A video game is coming out this week. The anniversary edition of Braid is coming to modern consoles.
Whoa.
Yeah. Does that mean you've played Braid?
No, I have no idea.
I have no idea what that is either.
Oh, it's fun. I've played it. It's
Is it like Snake?
It's one of the video games featured in Indie Game the Movie, which is a documentary about a couple different indie games.
Oh,
I haven't watched that. I would watch that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a puzzle platformer. It is a puzzle platformer. It's kind of hard to describe, but you like rewind time, advance time, that sort of thing.
I like just started playing video games again.
Yeah.
For the first time in like a decade, I got like a used PS4 and the first Spider-Man game came out like 4 or 5 years ago.
Marvel Spider-Man.
Really so good. So good. And then I got a couple games and right now I'm like slowly chipping away at the first Last of Us game. Have not seen the series.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat the game and then watch the series. Yeah. And I know they're different, but still. It's really good.
You know what else is different?
What's that?
The Lithuanian presidential election is probably different than our presidential election. It's going to take place sometime this month, but we don't know exactly when. You probably could look it up now.
I'd also guess that that all of the candidates won't be in their 80s.
Oh, man.
Everybody in Lithuania is probably in their 80s. That is not true. There are people of all ages there.
Could you imagine having to choose between someone who wasn't a fucking geriatric?
I have some Lithuanian descent, so...
Oh, does that mean you get the vote? No.
Yeah, I'm very well informed in Lithuanian politics. There's a lot of months this month. So we're moving from April into May.
Cool.
So this month, it's Military Appreciation Month, Asian Pacific Heritage Month, and Jewish American Heritage Month. So if you are a Jewish Asian Pacific person in the military, boy, this is your month.
Shit, ain't none of those. I mean,
some weird days happening this week. Not that weird. Well, World Press Freedom Day on May 4th, like totally respectable day.
Yeah, I like that one.
May 3rd is International Sun Day.
What?
Some or sun?
Sun? Like a day about like
the sun.
The
not
sun
us.
Has a day every week.
Yeah, every day is the sun's day. Like they
no, know. I'm talking Sunday.
Oh, yeah, right. That's literally
Sunday, no,
this
Joe.
This is Sun Day.
But that's not the international one.
Like, calm down, son.
What day of the week is May 3rd?
But it's a fucking Sunday.
It's a Friday.
You greedy fuck.
It's a Sunday on a Friday.
It should just be the first Sunday of May every freaking year. That's what I would do.
What day is your birthday?
My birthday?
Yeah.
December 2nd.
So that's going to be Tuesday day, right?
Tuesday. Yeah, when it's on Tuesday.
Is it on a Tuesday?
Great. I don't know. I don't know what my birthday is this year.
I think my birthday is on Thursday this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's happening real soon in 2023.
Oh, my birthday is on a Saturday. It's next week. I forgot.
My birthday is next week.
Joe.
Happy birthday in the present timeline and not in 2024. Happy 2023 birthday.
Do you want to... So it was a friend of the podcast, James Knight. I don't think he's on deck to be a guest, but we tried.
we tried.
His birthday was like 2 days ago in 2023 where we're recording this. And for whatever reason, LinkedIn was like, you know, it's James Knight's birthday. And I'm like, do you do this now? Like, is that a thing, LinkedIn?
Do you like get a job when it's your birthday? Like,
well, I don't know. Like, I don't know, but LinkedIn sent me a notification like, it's James Knight's birthday. I was like, that's weird.
Did you tell him happy birthday after you saw it?
I fucking did, and I told him LinkedIn told me.
Nice.
May 1st is International Sunflower Gorilla Gardening Day.
Nice. Okay. What?
Any questions?
Nope. I do have a question. I'm sorry.
Okay, go on.
Is the gorilla gardening?
Gorilla, like, you're not invited. Like, you just show up in secret and plant sunflowers, I think is what those words all mean together.
Is that legal? Because I took a bunch of wildflower seeds and threw it all over this one crappy park in my old neighborhood before I moved.
Oh, yes.
Cool.
Yeah. As I've mentioned before, this is a pro-crimes podcast.
Pro-crimes.
I don't know.
I will say we got to talk about. We got to talk about
stop
this podcast.
I gotta stop saying it's pro crimes.
I feel like I put my name.
It probably depends on the crimes.
It's just silly things. I'm just joking, of course. Yeah, I will say I do know people who did do a crime that is similar to gorilla gardening. Yeah, that's a sentence that fell out of my mouth. when I was like in high school, my house is like the hangout house. There was like a rule where like if you wanted to indulge in some spicy lettuce, you had to go for a walk. You know, you go for a walk, whatever.
Spicy lettuce.
Yeah, you know, you can't do it at the house, but you can hang out.
I understand.
So some friends from high school, they came back from their spicy lettuce walk and had like a pumpkin with them that was like painted. And I'm like, guys, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know, don't do this shit. And I'm like, no, it's okay. We stole it from like three blocks away. I'm like, that's not the point, guys. And I'm like, you guys gotta take it back. And I'm like, all right. I don't think it was me, but somebody was like, what if we carve it and put a candle in it where the face was drawn? Like, we carve that face in the pumpkin, put a candle in it, and then put it back. And I'm like, yeah, all right, let's do that.
That's way better.
So, well, I just like the idea that some like kid like comes outside and sees somebody carved this pumpkin for him.
Yeah.
And like, wow. It's just some family's mystery.
What if that kid was like anti carving pumpkins? Just like, no,
it's cruel.
Who did this?
No, that's better than we got a pumpkin and we put it out on our porch. I forget if we carved it or were thinking about carving it. We were connected to a frat house, Philly Row Homes, and our neighbors smashed it.
That's a dick move. Don't do that. Don't smash pumpkins.
If you're going to smash a pumpkin, go do one across the street.
Yeah, go do one three blocks away.
Three blocks away. Who knows what the laws are over there?
Yeah. He apparently had a reputation for getting drunk and smashing things, and it was a problem within his fraternity.
Not great.
Did they buy you a new pumpkin?
He grew up to be a Supreme Court justice.
No.
No, he didn't.
Noah's very old.
He didn't, but he could have. Did they buy us another pumpkin? No.
Yeah.
Not even a pumpkin pie.
Pumpkins, would that be like, what's the name for the...
Gourd.
Gourd.
I knew you were thinking.
I was just going back to the idea of like this kid being afraid of carving pumpkins. By the way, if you ever like do a sketch with me, this is how all ideas happen. It's... like the idea of a kid being afraid of like carving the pumpkin or not wanting to. The kid comes outside, the like pumpkin's newly carved and stuff. It's got a little candle in it. He's just like, my gourds! It's just a kid who's.
Oh my gourd!
That's pretty good.
Somebody destroyed my gourds!
It's smiling at me now.
Sorry, that's pretty gourd.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I told the police my gourd's been vandalized.
The pumpkin seeds are hanging out of it. It's been gourd alive.
Oh, gosh.
We're so tired.
Yeah.
We're so tired.
Here we are. We're looking into April. We're looking into May. We're talking about action movies. And Tom, thank you for everything you've done today. There's two more days of incredible things that you'll do. I mean, people that are following along live and people, I mean, all the photos that we're going to have when we share these episodes, that's Tom. All the people that showed up, that's Tom. Tom's voice right now, that's Joe Tuzzy.
Hi, I'm Joe Tom. Damn it.
See, there's a lot of people who are tired right now. It's not just me.
Yeah.
Telling weird pumpkin stories.
Anything you want to remind us about, like Case Comedy? Or
yeah, Case Comedy is pretty cool. Doing weekly shows in West Philly, it's super cool. That's at Case Comedy on Instagram. This is the first week of May. This is like last week of April, first week of May. I have no idea what's going on then. You can follow me at It's Tom Hannigan, all one word, on TikTok and Instagram. And I don't know what I'm doing.
You're hanging in there. I mean, look.
Hanging in. I'm doing this podcast right now.
It's far. It's far to know what you're doing. That's why we're here, to be a little silly and to remind people not to forget about the Southern Hemisphere.
Don't forget about the Southern Hemisphere. The weather's a little different down there.
Yeah, down under.
I would say, too, if you're like real upset about a thing, that's your fault.
What?
You did that.
What?
You put yourself in this situation.
Anything?
That's not true because Donald Trump got elected once. That wasn't my fault.
Okay, we don't know how to bring up that fucking
thing. Sorry. Okay, the takes are getting real hot. So
I was just trying to be a jokester. I'm sorry.
I understand. It's time for
it's
the
not
take.
Your fault. You're good.
It's time for the takeaway.
Yeah.
You know whose fault it is?
Joe, what is this week's topic?
This week's topic is... comfort movies, the movie that makes you feel comfortable. Oh.
Joe made one up because I forgot to write one. Yeah, what movies make us feel comfortable?
A movie that has barely left the rotation of like, I don't know what to watch, I'll just put this on, is the movie Clue.
Oh, I like that one.
I love that movie so much. And it's a movie that like, there's not a lot of movies where I was like, oh, they could remake this and I wouldn't be mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, I think you could update that every like.
They are remaking it with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I've seen that, and it just doesn't seem like there's any momentum behind it. But it was like him and Jason Bateman, and
like, sure, I'll watch that.
Yeah, I'm like, that's fine. I guess there's like a few things I would love to see like with that. Clue is so funny. Like for whatever reason, that was like a movie I rented a bunch as a kid, and it's like full of dirty jokes.
Oh, so many dirty jokes.
Also, I think the director is Jonathan Lynn, and I'm like, what else did this guy direct? I've never even heard of this guy.
I'm gonna say Pixar movies, just generally, and then I'm gonna go leave you two to end the episode, and I'm gonna go run to the I'm gonna go run away.
Okay. Yeah. Mine would be Paddington 2.
Yeah.
And I think everyone who's been to my house knows that because it's the movie I put on when it's time to leave my house. So everyone kind of relaxes and then they go home.
Yeah. I just watched that for the first time with Katie like a few months ago. She had never seen it.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The thing I was going to say, Jonathan Lynn, the guy that directed it. You know what else he directed?
No, what?
My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, another, I like both of those movies.
Another like monster classic where I'm like, how have I never heard of this guy?
Yeah, it's a nice one.
I think
one.
He just directed a lot of like TV or something, but like he's got like
two for two on the movie so far.
He's got like two like incredibly insanely good and very different
comedies.
Yeah,
one of them won. Didn't Vinny had an Oscar win for Marissa Tomei.
Yeah,
damn, that's awesome. She was great.
Pause Attraction. It's like I feel like in 1992 every single person walking out of the theater was just like Pause Attraction.
Pause Attraction.
They sounded like goddamn dialects from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Pause Attraction. Pause Attraction. What?
So I'm supposed to end the podcast.
Yeah, I guess
so. Oh, okay.
Hey, thanks for listening. You didn't have to, but you did it anyway.
And you're going to keep coming back and listening to all these amazing things that Noah's put together and Tom has put together.
Or else.
Yeah. But we want to say a couple. Did we say the Southern Hemisphere thing already?
The weather's real different now.
Yeah, but we didn't thank Sawabona.
No, Sawabona Creativity Project is so great. Thank you so much for giving us a home for the weekend. and just putting up incredible stuff. There's not like a ton of spots in Philly to stage really cool like indie projects and like comedy stuff. To have it as a
nonprofit
yeah. after school program, they do so much stuff. It's
wonderful.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom, for being here. Thank you, Joe, for being here. And thank you, Noah, for letting me do the sign off. And yeah, that's that. See you next week.
Good night.
Talking 2024 was recorded at Sawabona Creativity Project in South Philadelphia. For more information about their programs, go to sawabonacreativityproject.org. This episode was recorded on Saturday, November 25th, 2023, and therefore should not be considered a trusted news source. Music for this episode was written and performed by Sarah Clemency. You can find more information about our guests in the show notes and via our Instagram at Talkin2024. For any questions about the podcast, you can email talkin2024@gmail.com. If you'd like to follow along with the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Have a great week.
How can you live a year in just 3 days? Same chair.